When's the last time you flew? Not when's the last time you wanted to fly. Not when's the last time you pulled up ForeFlight and looked at the weather. When did you actually sit in the left seat, run the checklist, and go somewhere? I ask because that question has a legal answer. And a lot of pilots don't know exactly what that answer is until someone is already buckled into the right seat. I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern on Radio Hangar. Today we're breaking down Federal Aviation Regulation 61.57. The recent flight experience rule, the one that determines whether your next passenger ride is a legal flight or a violation waiting to happen. It is a short regulation, maybe three paragraphs worth of text, but there is more inside it than most pilots read carefully, and the places where pilots get caught are almost always in the details they skimmed the first time. Shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial, they've got you covered. A great way to mark the milestones that matter, aviationsoul.com. Before we get into 6157, I want to draw a hard line between two words that get used interchangeably in aviation but mean completely different things: current and proficient. Currency is the legal threshold. Proficiency is the actual skill level. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, through 6157, can only regulate currency. They can set a minimum bar. What they cannot do is guarantee that you're actually sharp at the controls right now. That part is on you. And I'm going to come back to that distinction a few times today because it matters. Here's the rule that everyone knows or thinks they know. To act as pilot in command of an aircraft carrying passengers, you need at least 3 takeoffs and 3 landings within the preceding 90 days, in the same category and class of aircraft. That's the foundation. Private pilots learn this early, and most can recite it on demand. But here is the first place people go wrong. The 90-day window is a rolling clock. It does not reset on New Year's Day. It doesn't reset on your flight review anniversary. It moves every single day, and the trap is that 90 days sounds like 3 months. It is not exactly 3 months. It is 90 days. If you flew on July 5th and a friend wants to go up on October 6th, you are outside the window. October 6th is 93 days after July 5th. 3 months feels close enough. 90 days is the regulation. Count the days, not the months. And I want to name something I see trip up pilots regularly. We tend to remember months, not dates. I flew last month. I was up a few weeks ago. That vagueness is fine for casual conversation. It is not fine for pre-flight planning when another person's safety is involved. Get in the habit of knowing the actual date of your last 3 landings. Just that one piece of information carried in your head or checked in your logbook before you invite anyone to the airport. The second thing to understand in the regulation is same category and class. Your hours in a Cessna 172 count toward currency in another single-engine land aircraft. But they do not count toward currency in a multi-engine airplane, which is a different class. Your land plane currency does not count toward carrying passengers in a seaplane. Same category. Different class. This matters most for pilots who fly more than one type. If you've been flying a multi-engine airplane for work, and now you want to take your family up in your single-engine aircraft, check the date specifically for single-engine land operations. Don't lump everything together and assume it counts. Now let's add the night layer. This is where pilots who are flying regularly still catch themselves short, and honestly, it's the currency question I see trip up more experienced pilots than the basic 90-day rule. To carry passengers at night, you need at least 3 takeoffs and 3 landings to a full stop. At night, in the preceding 90 days, in the same category and class, 2 things in that sentence deserve attention. Full stop, and what night actually means under this regulation. Touch and goes do not count for night currency. The regulation specifically requires landings to a full stop. The FAA is not trying to create extra paperwork for you. The intent is to make sure you've practiced the complete night landing sequence, including the rollout, the deceleration, and the judgment involved in bringing the airplane to a complete stop on a dark runway. Those are different skills from a daytime touch and go, and the regulation reflects that. And night, for the purposes of 6157, means 1 hour after sunset to 1 hour before sunrise. Not sunset itself, not civil twilight. 1 hour after sunset. A beautiful landing at dusk with the sky still orange on the horizon does not count as a night landing for passenger currency purposes. If you're planning an evening flight that will run past dark and you want to bring passengers along, you need 3 full stop landings in actual night conditions within the past 90 days. Here's the practical detail worth knowing. If you have daytime currency but not night currency, you can still fly solo at night. The recent experience requirements only apply when you're carrying passengers. The regulation isn't preventing you from flying at night. It's setting a specific standard for when you take someone else along. Let me walk through what checking your currency actually looks like in practice. You pull out your logbook. You go to the last few pages. You look at the date column. You find the last three entries where you logged a landing. Maybe they're all from one flight, three laps around the pattern, before calling it a day. Maybe they're spread across three different flights. You note the dates, you count back from today. If those three landings happened within the last 90 days, you're current to carry passengers in the daytime in that category and class. If you're planning a night flight, you do the same exercise but specifically for full-stop night landings in that 90-day window. This takes 2 minutes, maybe three if your logbook isn't near the top of your bag. It should be as routine as checking the weather. The Airman Certification Standards address recent flight experience as a knowledge area for the private pilot certificate and all ratings above it. During your oral examination, your designated pilot examiner, or DPE, may ask you directly whether you're current to carry a passenger on a given scenario. They may ask you to walk through the regulation and apply it to a hypothetical. Being able to answer that confidently is not about memorizing rules. It's about demonstrating that you understand how to apply them to real flight planning decisions. That is exactly what the examiner is looking for. Now, let's talk about instrument currency. This applies to instrument-rated pilots, but understanding the shape of the regulation is useful for everyone because it teaches you something about how the FAA thinks about risk and recency. To act as pilot in command under instrument flight rules, or IFR, or in weather conditions below visual flight rules, or VFR minimums, you need to have logged within the preceding 6 months at least 6 instrument approaches, holding procedures and tasks, and intercepting and tracking courses through navigational electronic systems. 6 months. Not 90 days, 6 months. The different window for instrument currency reflects how instrument skills decay. Your basic stick and rudder skills stay with you longer than your instrument scan and procedural fluency. Holding altitude under the hood while running through an approach procedure. Transitioning cleanly from approach to missed approach without missing a step. Trusting the gauges when your body is telling you something different. Those skills require more recency to maintain. 6 months is still a long window, honestly. And most instrument pilots who genuinely fly in the system would tell you that currency and real proficiency are not the same thing at 6 months. But 6 months is the legal floor. If that 6-month window closes, you cannot act as pilot in command under IFR, but you can become current again. You complete the currency requirements, the 6 approaches, holds, and tracking, in a flight training device, an aviation training device, or in actual or simulated instrument conditions with a qualified safety pilot. That safety pilot needs to hold at least a private pilot certificate with an instrument rating in the category and class of aircraft. If you go 12 months without meeting instrument currency requirements, the path back requires an instrument proficiency check, or IPC, from an authorized instructor. The IPC is a structured evaluation of your instrument skills against the applicable standards. It's not punitive. It's the FAA's recognition that at 12 months of minimal flying, logging some approaches alone isn't enough. Someone qualified needs to evaluate whether you're ready to go back under IFR. If you're instrument rated and not flying regularly, track that 6-month window specifically. Build it into how you review your logbook. Some pilots write their currency expiration dates on a sticky note inside the front cover. Others use apps that track it automatically. Whatever system works for you, use it consistently. Showing up to an IPC after a year of minimal flying is a stressful and sometimes humbling experience that regular flying prevents. Now a piece of 6157 that catches some pilots off guard, the tailwheel provision. If you're flying a conventional gear aircraft, a tail dragger, your passenger currency must have been built in a conventional gear airplane. Your time in a tricycle gear aircraft does not count. And the night rules apply the same way, full stop at night in a conventional gear airplane. Tailwheel pilots sometimes face a harder time maintaining currency simply because there are fewer conventional gear aircraft available at most airports. If you fly a Piper Cub, a Citabria, a Super Decathlon, or any other tail dragger, know that your logbook needs to show conventional gear landings within the window, not just total landings. I want to address something pilots sometimes wonder about but don't always ask directly. What actually happens if you carry a passenger while not current? Flying with passengers when you don't meet 6157 is a violation of the Federal Aviation Regulations. It can be cited under FAR 61.3, which prohibits acting as pilot in command without meeting the applicable regulatory requirements and potentially as a careless or reckless operation depending on the specifics. The FAA doesn't audit logbooks at the fuel pump before every flight. You're not going to have an inspector checking dates at the run-up area. But if there is an incident or an accident, if an investigation follows, logbooks will be reviewed and currency will be verified. An accident in which the pilot was not current to carry passengers becomes a significantly more serious matter from a regulatory enforcement standpoint and from an insurance standpoint. Most aviation insurance policies require the pilot to be legally current at the time of the flight. An insurance company presented with an accident claim for a flight where the pilot was not legally current has a solid basis to deny coverage. That's not a hypothetical. That happens. The financial exposure from an accident in an uninsured or claim-denied situation is enormous. Even if nothing goes wrong on the flight itself, currency can come into question in other ways if a complaint is filed and someone starts pulling threads. The point is simple. Compliance is easy. The cost of non-compliance can be severe. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. These requirements are a floor, not a ceiling. 3 takeoffs and landings in the last 90 days makes you legally current. It says nothing about the quality of those approaches. It says nothing about how you'd handle an unexpected mechanical issue, a deteriorating ceiling, or a crosswind showing up differently than the forecast suggested. Meeting 6157 is the floor. It is not the ceiling. The WINGS program, run through the FAA safety team at faasafety.gov, gives pilots a structure for staying ahead of the minimums, completing WINGS activities, including flight training sessions and ground training modules, counts toward your flight review and helps you stay sharp as a pilot, not just current as a certificate holder. Worth looking into if you're not flying every week. One note for student pilots listening. When you're in training, your recent experience for solo flight is governed by your instructor's endorsements in your logbook. That's separate from 6157, which applies to certificated pilots carrying passengers. But the habit of tracking your currency, of knowing whether your endorsements are current before you go to the airport, is a habit worth building right now. The pilots who are sharp about this as students tend to stay sharp about it throughout their flying careers. The simplest version of everything I've covered today is this: fly more. The pilots who never worry about currency are the ones who fly regularly. When flying is a habit, currency stops being a compliance question. It becomes a natural byproduct of doing what you love. And if you find yourself close to the edge of a window before a passenger flight, the move is simple. Go fly 3 pattern laps first, 30 minutes. A little fuel, it resets the clock and puts your hands on the airplane in a low-stakes environment before you add someone else to the equation. That's not an inconvenience. That's what a professional does. Here are the numbers one more time. 3 takeoffs and 3 landings in the last 90 days to carry passengers in the daytime, same category and class. 3 full stop landings at night in the last 90 days to carry passengers at night. Same category and class. 6 instrument approaches, holds, and tracking in the last 6 months to fly under IFR or below VFR minimums. 12 months without instrument currency means an instrument proficiency check before going back under IFR. The full text of FAR 6157 is at faa.gov, 5 minutes to read. Worth doing once a year just to stay sharp on it. More at radiohanger.com. I'm Pattern. Know the regulation, know your logbook, and go fly.